Good morning, Greenville. You are tuned in here to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
With Lynn and Maddie.
From the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. So we are here today talking about water as we always do, and we've got a very special program and a very special guest to introduce to you today. All the way from the Montana Global Headquarters of Project WET, we've got Mr. Dennis Nelson here with us to talk water education. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Maddie.
Thank you for joining us today.
Great to be here.
So Project WET, what is this thing that we all keep hearing about?
Well, Project WET, the word WET is water education for teachers. But when you think of that, think of educators, anyone that's interested in educating others about water. And Project WET is a water resource education program where we educate teachers that educate students. And we work with people all across the United States. And right now we're working in 77 countries around the world.
Wow. So international.
And we, just in case y'all didn't know, we at the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District are the South Carolina State Coordinators for Project WET.
That's right. So we get all of our South Carolina people trained up so that they can take water education into their classrooms. So what is so important about water? Why should we be educating our students and our citizens about water resources?
Well, it's as basic as life. Water is life. I live in Bozeman, Montana, which is very, very different than beautiful Greenville County. But to everyone in Greenville County, water means business, it means health, it means all the things that make it special to be here. Your forest, your businesses, jobs for people. It is literally everything. Water permeates us.
And we're really lucky here in Greenville County. We've got plentiful water and our water is clean. People around the world not so lucky, and so we want to teach people how to keep our waters clean everywhere.
Yeah, so tell us about how the Project WET structure works.
Well, the structure is based on having what we call host institutions, and Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District is one of our host institutions. We have over 70 around the United States. Every state in the country has a Project WET program. And just to kind of give the scale of things of what we do, including Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District and South Carolina, our network, Maddie, Lynn, and their local partners, they educate roughly about 20,000 teachers, educators across the United States. And we reach somewhere in the zone of 2 million students directly through those educators. So it's a vast network, and it's all based on a curriculum that we developed called the Project WET Curriculum and Activity Guide, which helps Maddie, Lynn, and their teachers teach young people kindergarten through college about water.
Yeah, I was very excited to be introduced to Project WET a little over a year ago. It's an activity-based education system. So not only do students get the lesson, but they get a fun activity where they get to reinforce what they've learned and really hit it home and make relevant what they've been learning.
And they're fun. The activities are fun for the students and the teachers, so they are engaged. And that's really important in water education.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
important in all kinds of education.
Yeah. So Project WET is very important, not only to teach our students, because our students, they are our future. They are going to carry our water resources for their lives and the lives after. But just globally, across our country, across our world, you know, we've got water issues. So Dennis, what do you think are the most major water issues that we are facing globally? And how does Project WET address these?
Well, I'm going to start in the United States because we have our fair share of water issues. What I want to make a distinction in the United States through the great work of cities, conservation districts, state governments, and others, we have done a great job of investing time and resources and our expertise to make sure that people are protecting their water, that when you turn on your faucet in Greenville, that you're not worried. You typically are not worried unless there's an alert. If there's a flood, you are prepared for it. And I know there's our differences in that. But at any given time in the United States, you could have one area having a severe drought, which we have now in the Southwest, California, and you could be having floods. In addition, water quality concerns are ever present. And at this very moment, there are places in the United States that are having water quality problems. But I want to go back to success. United States has invested serious attention into making sure that our water is protected and that we keep it clean and we send it to our others. And we just call that being a good water neighbor. And I know in this area, it's a beautiful area. You have lots of water, but you're still a water neighbor with someone. Now, globally, it's not the case. There are places that I have been to in Uganda, in Argentina, in Mexico, in China, that water is a serious problem. The water quality is so poor that everyone is getting sick unless they have special treatment. You'll read in the paper in the next month, I hate to be predicting catastrophe, but there will be floods and there's going to be drought. And, you know, you don't have to look very far to find the global problems. But the basis of solving problems has to be informed and educated people, because informed and educated people make informed and educated decisions. And I know that's the part that makes Project WET relevant. The science activities that Maddie mentioned are being used in 77 countries around the world to help children, help adults understand, you know, different topics related to water.
And that's one great thing about Project WET. It's so adaptable. So whether you need to learn about water conservation in an area where your water is already clean, or you need to learn about waterborne diseases in an area with poor sanitary systems, Project WET has activities to teach students. And the students carry that to their families, to their friends. So you start with a student and the students really bring it out into the rest of the world.
I think the thing that's really cool, too, is some of the activities, like Dennis, you were mentioning, it's worldwide. So activities that we're doing here in Greenville, kids are doing in other countries, and it's the same activity with just, you know, in a different language or with a different modification, you know. And I think that's so fascinating to know that all around the world, kids are doing these activities and they're learning.
Yeah, so let's switch gears a little bit and talk more locally. Greenville and South Carolina in general supports a lot of businesses, a lot of industry. Why should these businesses, why should these corporate entities be caring about water conservation and water resources?
Well, before arriving to Greenville for our National Project WET convention that's going on right now, I did a little bit of research, and I was amazed at the number of businesses, large businesses that are headquartered in Greenville and Greenville County. And, you know, that's a signal to me. I've been in water resource management for over 30 years. And when you have businesses like that, they've already done their homework. They know that they're going to reduce one of their major risks, and that's having water. And you cannot manufacture anything without having abundant, clean water. So, you know, I see that as a, you know, kind of a signal that, you know, you're taking care of business here in Greenville County.
Well, speaking of business, let's talk about a new program that Project WET Foundation is rolling out. And let's talk a little bit about America's Water Future.
Well, the Project WET Foundation and our Project WET USA network, which would be coordinators across the country, we're looking at ways to kind of broaden our reach, to reach more people. And one of the new initiatives that we're looking at is America's Water Future. And this has two prongs to it. One, it undoubtedly, water is going to be a big issue and a big challenge in the future. But it doesn't have to be a bad story. It can be a success story. We also know that children today will be tomorrow's water stewards. Every corporate office in America, every corporate office around the world that is looking to the future, they have a sustainability office. And, you know, in that context, you know, water is going to be a big part of America's water future. So what we are doing is we are inviting corporations that are concerned and interested in America's water future. And how can you say you're not interested in water future? You are interested. So how do you tell your stories, your success stories? What are you doing as a business, as a corporation, as a manufacturer to use water, which we totally encourage, but also to manage and protect it so that it goes to the next group of water users downstream in the best possible condition. And so that's what America's Water Future is. But we want to ramp up, build what is happening here in Greenville, in Project WET, South Carolina, and expand it across the country so that when people think about America's Water Future, they can see things that they can do personally, as a family, as a community, maybe as a conservation district, to help America's Water Future.
Great. Yeah. And the more, you know, the more we're investing in our kids now and teaching our kids now, these are going to be the people to grow up and run these businesses and run these sustainable, environmentally friendly corporations. So just hit them from the ground. It's the way to go.
So you may ask yourself, what can you do to help America's water future? And what you can do is you can help us at the Greenville County District teach the teachers to bring this program out to the students. We are trying to reach about 250 teachers this year. That's a minor goal. If we could hit 500, that would be great.
If we could hit every teacher in South Carolina, that would be ideal.
How awesome would that be? And the barrier for us right now, the problem is that teachers, as you may or may not know, have a lot of expenses that they pay out of their pockets. So the only expense to the teachers at this point to attend a Project Wet workshop is the cost of the activity guide. And that runs here in South Carolina, $25. So what we're asking people to do is to sponsor teachers. Or if you're a company and you would like to sponsor a whole school's worth of teachers, that would be great. If you'd like to sponsor the whole state or the county, mm-hmm. Listen, we're good with that. You can visit our website, SaturdaySplash.com, and we will have information. Anything that we can get to sponsor these teachers would be really great.
Oh, yeah. And if you're a teacher and you're interested in Project Wet, and this isn't just for science teachers or biology teachers, Project Wet, one of my favorite things about it is that it's interdisciplinary. So if you teach math, English, history, there are water and wet lessons for you. So if you are a teacher and you want to get involved with Project Wet, you can visit, we'll put a link on SaturdaySplash.com, and you can come find a facilitator in your network or in your area that's hosting a workshop and get certified.
One of the most exciting things that's happening in Project Wet across the country right now is our corporate partners and our corporate sponsorships. We have Levi Strauss, Nestle, we have Ecolab, a new group in the United States called Tumra, and all kinds of companies, and it's for employee training to get them engaged. So if you're a business leader or an employee with a company, work with Maddie and Lynn at the Conservation District.
Absolutely.
That's a way to get started.
And not only informal educators is too. If you're a homeschooling parent or you have a scout group or anything like that, we're happy to do it. So that's it with Dennis Nelson here from Project Wet Foundation.
Thanks for tuning in to 94.5 WGTK The Answer on the Saturday Splash.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?